USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The IRS says it inadvertently posted what is normally confidential information involving about 120,000 individuals before discovering the error and removing the data from its website.
I don't consider any Trump supporter.
President Biden making that remark one night after he delivered a primetime speech where Biden insisted threats to democracy include people who call for violence and those who don't denounce it, along with those who refuse to acknowledge an election result. President Biden calling them MAGA Republicans who don't respect the Constitution. Biden also calling them fascists this week. Multiple reports say the college football playoff is set to expand from 4 to 12 teams. The new model expected to start in 2026. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says the weather forecast right now is looking good.
We do expect clearing on the back side of that, and that is because that is the reason why we are trending the forecast to more of an 80% favorability at the end of the launch window tomorrow afternoon.
She says Monday is the backup launch window with a 70% probability of go based on the weather. However, she notes that the weather could be more volatile. When the Houston Texans take to the field for their home opener, the Uvalde school shooting will be weighing heavy on their hearts. The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The U.S. Treasury Department sent out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it won't ship oil from Russia it sold at a price higher than the limit agreed to. Oil prices across the world spiked following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in fear of an embargo, but they have slowed in recent weeks. Reaction is continuing to come into President Joe Biden's Thursday night primetime address, where the president accused so-called MAGA Republicans of being a threat to American democracy. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News that the president missed an opportunity to talk about post-pandemic remedial work for young kids.
I wish the president would say, here's our new rule, no excuses schools. I don't care how old you are, you're not getting out of the third grade until you can read. You may be 16 years old, by God, but you're going to still be in the third grade learning to read.
Newly released data from the Education Department shows elementary school reading scores saw the largest drop in 30 years. NASCAR drivers heading to Darlington, South Carolina for the Cookout Southern 500. The green flag drops just after 6 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.